I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
So in John Steinbeck's novel, East of Eden, he reflects on parenting and says this, quote, "Perhaps it takes courage to raise a child." That's a sentiment my next guest shares. She believes that courage is what bridges the gap between learning great parenting techniques and actually putting them into practice. Studio 5 parenting contributor Heather Johnson is going to explain. It's great to see you. I'll remind our viewers, our friends through the screen, that this was one of your standout goals for season 18, is for us to be more courageous parents. So under the realm of parenting, under that umbrella, what does courage mean to you?
So courage is when, as a parent or as an individual, we're willing to accept risk in order to protect or benefit someone else. When we're going to take on a risk in order to protect or benefit someone else, it really is love, right? Is that not the description of loving someone? So courage is an act of love. But if we think of being courageous in our parenting, that's what we're doing. When we show courage when we parent, even just being willing to be a parent is accepting risk in order to protect or benefit our kids. So we're going to use that as our working definition. Now, it's really easy to say, okay, why in the world does this matter so much? Why is it a goal that I have? Why are we bringing it out? Why does it matter?
It's not a value or a characteristic we readily or often associate with parenting.
It isn't. We don't go there very often. The thing about it, though, and why it matters so much is because courage is actually a foundation value. It is a value that builds a foundation that holds everything else you want to be as a parent. So if we don't have that courage first in our parenting, we can't then stack patience, and we don't have what it needs to support, you know, love and forgiveness and empathy. We can't take all the other values we subscribe to if we don't have that foundation to hold it. And that's what courage is. Courage is a foundation value. So we need to put it there first. We want it to underlie everything so that it can support and open the doors for us to do all the other things in parenting that we want to do, which is why it is so powerful, which is why we want to talk about it more.
When I think of courage in parenting with that beautiful definition in mind, or outside of that lens, I think of hard, tough, challenging. I think courage is hard.
It is.
And you can see as you apply it to parenting, back to our, you know, point of reference today, it's hard sometimes to have that courage to parent the right way or the way that we want to show up.
It is. It's hard. And there's a lot of things that get in the way when it comes to being courageous in our parenting. Our insecurities make it hard. Our inabilities, the things we don't know or that we don't understand, or the tools that we don't have when it comes to parenting.
I think the stamina, too. The stamina parenting requires is hard. We just sometimes roll over and give up. And maybe that's a lack of courage. I don't know.
No, well, absolutely. And sometimes it can be. And sometimes it's just life and we're tired, right? Laziness gets in the way sometimes. Again, the not knowing can get in the way. Comparing ourselves to other people or caring what other people think gets in the way of us being courageous in our parenting. Anytime we're afraid of making mistakes, that's going to get in the way of us being courageous. Remember, by definition, accepting risk in order to benefit or protect someone. Even a fixed mindset, when we don't accept that we could grow or we could make changes or learn new things, those get in the way of us being courageous.
You believe we can learn courage, so let's get some more of it today. First, you say we have to see ourselves as this type of parent. I am a courageous parent.
It's exactly right, and we want to say that all the time, and then we want to recognize all the ways that we're doing it, right? When we call out those things that we're capable of or that we're trying to execute, we're more likely to do it. So when I see myself as courageous, I'm more likely to be courageous. When I'm driving up to one of our children's schools and I'm going in to navigate or have a conversation and I acknowledge it's taking courage for me to do that, I will be more likely to be courageous. One of the greatest ways to do this is to actually sit for just a second and think about the way you've shown courage in your parenting, even in the last 24 hours. You know, when I think of that and I think of just my last 24 hours, I've been courageous when I trusted adult children to make big decisions. I was courageous there. I was courageous yesterday when I had a difficult conversation with our teenager, with one of our kids, an uncomfortable one. They're not my favorite. I didn't want to have it. That shows courage. When we forgive, there's courage. I've needed to accept and take accountability in the last 24 hours. That's courage. So taking just a minute to sit and ask yourself, where am I actually doing this and seeing yourself as courageous? Mm-hmm. It is our first and possibly most powerful step towards being more courageous in our parenting. We want to do that.
You say we can be more courageous when we learn to love our mistakes, not just like them, not just accept them, but love them. The fact, yes, that we can make them and try again.
And we can try again. So the beautiful thing about mistakes, one, is that they're going to happen. So avoiding them is impossible. And there's a lot of beauty in that. We all share that. There's some things we don't share with other people. But making mistakes, we share with everybody who's ever lived, ever parented. We share that. Research continues to show us that making mistakes and correcting them brings greater benefits than a parent who never makes a mistake, which isn't possible, but who tries to not make them.
Yeah.
So when we say, what is it that I want to do? What's best for my family, for our children? Well, actually making mistakes and correcting them, learning from them, is actually better than trying to never make them at all. Mm. And we continue to have research that shows us that. We want to learn to love the mistakes. They give us opportunities to grow, to connect, to try different. That's, again, what courage is, accepting that risk so that we can then benefit and protect other people.
In this conversation, you and I have both referred to, at least once, referred to courage as a value, and that's how you want us to see it.
Yes, and here's why. When we make something a value, we protect it and we honor it and we don't let other things get in the way of it. Mm. And that's why making courage a value is so powerful and so important. When I decide that it's a value and it's part of my value system, just like love and patience and forgiveness and compassion and kindness that I value, I will actually go to the ends of the earth in order to protect it because I've decided that it means that much to me. Mm. I want us to make it and make courage a value to us, not just something that would be nice or would be really fun if I was willing to take on the risk to forgive or have the hard conversation. We want it to be something that we care about so strongly that we will protect and do whatever it takes to execute parenting from this place. That's why we want to make it a value.
If you want more courage as a parent, you say increase your self-efficacy. What do you mean?
A big word, right? But we're going to make it simple. Self-efficacy is my belief in my ability to do something.
Okay.
It's my belief in my ability to, in this case, be courageous in my parenting. One of the greatest ways we can increase our self-efficacy or our belief in anything, our capacity in something, is by surrounding ourselves with similar role models or people who are showing or doing what it is we hope to increase our self-efficacy in. So in this situation, we can increase our courage in our parenting when we surround ourselves with other women we are watching be courageous. Mm. And the more similar we are to them, the more powerful or the stronger that ability is to increase our self-efficacy. Now, this is a principle that works the same with our children, with our spouses. But if you have adult children, surround yourself with women who are being courageous as they parent adult children.
I like this, Heather. It's kind of a friend up challenge. Like, it's easy to, you know, want to spend time with people who are like us, or I'm going to say it, make us feel better sometimes about who we are and how we're performing. But friend up.
Friend up. Absolutely. And find them. If you are in the throes of a newborn, find a woman who has courage with a newborn and watch that. Surround yourself with those women. Watch how they're being courageous. It will increase our belief in our own ability to be more courageous.
I like that. I like that a lot. Finally, identify the risks.
Yes, we're going to find the risk. Now, if you want to start right out of the gate, besides recognizing you're courageous and calling that out, to be more courageous as a parent, it's worth taking a step back and actually asking the really hard question, which is, what happens if I'm not courageous in this? Mm. Now, that's a very different place to sit. What happens if I don't trust an adult child to make a big decision?
Yeah.
What happens if I don't enforce technology rules that I know protect our children, right? Because I'm too tired or I'm too scared or I don't know how to have the conversation. What happens if I'm not courageous enough to have the difficult or uncomfortable conversation about the myriad of things that are uncomfortable in parenting with your kids with this teenager yesterday? Then what happens? Mm. Now, it's very different when we ask that question. What actually happens if I don't show courage as a parent? We will come to see that we will actually run towards courage really fast when we ask it from that perspective.
Yeah.
When we question, hey, what might the detriment be if there's not a place where I can find and accept the risk to protect and look out for
it's the what
these
if.
Kids?
It's the what if, and sometimes that's a huge motivator.
Absolutely, we ask it from that side. So we can do it. We can do it.
This is a thinker. I'll be chewing on this. Thank you so much for pushing us this direction. Heather coaches families and individuals. You can find her contact information on our website.